Good morning, everyone. Sure hope you had a special Thanksgiving, even though it probably looked different from Thanksgivings in the past. Our scripture today talks about a couple of things, and one of the things has to do with Jesus coming back. Well, I gotta tell you, I've always had a hard time wrapping my mind around what that means. I don't really understand what it means, when it will be, what it looks like. I don't get any of that, and I don't mind telling you that. What I do get is when the scripture says, stay awake, stay alert. I understand about trying to stay awake. I used to do a job that required me sometimes to get up in the middle of the night, get dressed, and go out the door on a moment's notice, and then stay awake all night, and sometimes stay awake through the next night. Hard to do. Have you ever tried to stay awake for the ball to drop on New Year's? Or have you tried to stay awake to see if you could catch Santa Claus? I bet you have. And you know that feeling you get when your eyelids get really heavy and your head starts to do that bobble thing, and then your neck pops up because you realize you just fell asleep and you didn't want to? Staying awake is hard. But the Bible suggests that we try to stay awake and to stay alert because Jesus is coming back one day. Okay, so I don't understand that part, but I think what it means is like what our mom told us, which was, if we choose to treat other people the way we might treat Jesus, if we knew it was him, or if we knew he was watching, then that might change everything about how we interact with our friends, our families, people at the grocery store, people at the doctor's office, people anywhere, people we don't even know. So we were raised to think that way and make ourselves stay awake, stay alert to the possibility, not exactly that Jesus was going to be that grocery clerk or that doctor's office secretary, but that if we went ahead and decided to treat everyone in a way that Jesus would be proud of, that Jesus would feel good about, then like Uncle Shell's grandmother says, you can't do wrong if you're doing good. And so there's a song that I want you to try to learn, if you don't know it already, that talks about choosing to stay awake, choosing to stay alert about how we treat others. And it's especially important during these times when we're not always seeing each other in person. We're not always agreeing about things. These are different times, but what a great garden space for planting seeds that on the other side of this strange time grows beautiful flowers of love and respect and recognition, seeing the dignity in other people. And that song is, They Will Know We Are Christians by Our Love. There's a lot of other words in that song, but it all boils down to staying awake and showing that you are a Christian by giving of yourself in love to the world. Good luck. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for the many blessings that you shower on us every day. Amen.